This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
Earlier, I was watching some TV, right? And I was just getting caught up on some things, and the commercial comes on for Ruben Gallego, who is running for the U.S. Senate here in Arizona for the Democrat nominee, presumed Democrat nominee at this point. I don't think he's got anyone up against him, and he'll be most likely up against Carrie Lake. And he's talking about inflation, right? And it's just talking about dense politicians. You know, he's talking about inflation in his campaign ad, and, you know, everybody's struggling. You're struggling. Every average person is struggling. And, you know, I'm going to get in. I'm going to do what I've been doing in Congress, in the House. You know, I'm going to take that to the Senate, and we're going to go after the corporations. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, are you stupid, or are you just peddling to the masses who are struggling with inflation? Right.
Yeah.
And who are looking for a solution, but the solution or the problem is like staring you at on the screen. Ruben Gallego, people like that, he is the problem. He caused the inflation, not the corporations.
Yeah. Well,
he's
trying to appeal to a person who doesn't know any better. And they think along the same lines.
I know.
That's the conversations they have at their dinner table is, well, if these darn stores wouldn't be raising their prices because of the greedy owners and the CEOs that are, you know, greedy all the time.
Yeah, my cereal, you know, they raise their prices because, you know, they're greedy.
Yeah.
And they got to fuel the jet. And so don't get me wrong, that can exist. But generally speaking, the free market stops people
competition.
From just, I was actually, ironically enough, I was watching some food thing. And it was like the history of the Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
Who watches this stuff? But I did. And there's the Gallego commercial, right? And it was between like Post and Kellogg's. If Kellogg's raises the price so much, they just say, we're going to double it. Our product's so good, we're just going to double this price.
Greedy.
Just because we're greedy and I'm getting a new jet. Then Post comes along or whoever, right? General Mills and says, okay, well, we're just going to keep selling our price. The other company's going to lose market share massively. Yeah. It doesn't work like that. And I'm tired of these dumb politicians peddling to the masses just an absolute lie.
They just don't know. Yeah.
Are corporations perfect? No, I've talked about big corporation conglomerating and, you know, getting sweetheart deals and the, I don't know, fascistic tendencies in this country
the cronyism,
you know, not true capitalism. Certainly stuff like that can exist, but this guy's either utterly clueless or just lying, but it could be both. These are politicians we're talking about.
No, I really think that he's talking pandering. To he's the people that don't know really any different, or they just don't understand how things work.
How it works. Look, it's just people like Gallego voted to pump a bunch of money into the economy during COVID, and we're still feeling the impacts of that. People like Gallego decided to, we'll just send unlimited money around the world to other nations, like last week when, you know, they vote for more money to foreign places. People like Gallego just run the printing presses, make bad decisions, spend money, the Inflation Reduction Act, what a load of crap that was. The CHIPS Act, giving subsidies to multi-billion dollar corporation. Does he talk about that corporation? You know, they're investing in Arizona.
They get 40% of the banks and
airlines about to go bust. You know, gives them billions of dollars. The bank, and so it's like, what are you talking about? You're the cause of these problems, not the corporations in some silo that just we're just going to raise the prices. Just because it's time to raise prices, you know? It's ridiculous. I went to a place that Owen and I stop at when we were coming back up from Camp Verde, and we got some fry bread, right? And they used to sell it for $5 at this. It's a little stand, right? A little stand selling fry bread. And I walk up, and I could see they took the marker and made the 5 into a 6, which I was kind of like, okay, this is handwritten. You should have just done a new sign.
Yeah, how hard is it to just do a new one, right?
And I asked them, I said, what, inflation? They're like, yep, they said we got to raise the price. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
I think 6 is too high.
6 is a bit high for
fry. Really high.
So if we were to take it, though, to a company like that, what are those people doing? Should we be going after those people? How dare they raise the fried bread price? I think it's a bit high too, but you get it. Their input costs are more. Everything is costing them more.
Yeah.
You know, not because of the evil corporations, but because of people, politicians like Ruben Gallego and many others, not just Democrats, it's Republicans
but
too.
Again, like the, you know, the fry bread place, next time you go by, it's 7 or 8, and then next thing you know, it's 10. People will stop going eventually. So there is a max that they can do.
I'm probably good. at six, I'm probably not going back.
That's what
I'm
just I'm good.
I don't need fried
they
bread
know that there's, even though they need to raise prices because of cost increases and whatever, there's still going to be a cap on what they can actually sell it for.
Yeah, one more here before, and it's a long road to November. If I got to keep enduring these kind of ads and spots from these politicians and the stupid rhetoric that they're all peddling. The World Economic Forum president, you know, all these elitist, mostly leftists, they're meeting, they were talking or something, doesn't really matter, but he, quote, here's what he said, we haven't seen this kind of debt since the Napoleonic Wars. Do I need to read you more? Do I need to read you more? And the Napoleonic Wars did not, all that didn't turn out good. That was not a model time of history, right? That's a CNBC headline. I would say to the World Economic Forum president, you guys are pushing all this crap. You have pushed these governments to run every program, to pile up the debt, the monetary system. It's kind of like when now retiring Senator Joe Manchin came out and said, I think we might be spending too much or something like that. I don't know the exact quote, but that's basically it. We got to kind of stop the spending. You know, it's like, you did it.
Yeah.
What do you mean we?
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
Gold and silver are shining brighter than stocks this year. Jeff Horovitz here, and gold is up 12% and silver up 15%, outpacing the S&P's 500's 10% gain. The yellow metal has surged past 2,300 a troy ounce, and over the last 15 years, the price of silver has more than doubled. Now, I can't predict where gold and silver prices will go. However, one thing I do know, I don't trust the government and their monetary policies. That's why Angela and I continue to protect our assets by investing in precious metals with Desert Gold Exchange. Justin and his family will always have the lowest commission you will find on any tangible gold and silver. Learn more about protecting your assets. Do what I do and call Justin for a no-pressure consultation or a free investor's kit. Call 888-852-4343. Justin guarantees the maximum physical gold and silver for your investment. Call Desert Gold Exchange right now at 888-852-4343. That's 888-852-4343.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
Another legal one here that we've been watching is the Arizona Supreme Court. You remember the decision on the abortion and, you know, going to straight up ban in Arizona. They upheld the old, everybody calls it the territorial
law. The original.
That was reaffirmed many, many times over the years, right? I told you that there was a movement afloat to oust these, two judges?
Two of the judges.
So you've got some of the details.
Yeah, so Clint Bolick and Catherine King, they're both up on the ballot this November for retention. So this is where you'll go in and it'll say, shall Clint Bolick be retained in office? And it's a yes or no.
And generally, everybody either leaves that blank or just
they
puts in
yes.
Because there's no competition,
yeah,
right?
I was reading that no Arizona Supreme Court justice has ever lost at a retention election, ever.
Well, there's a first time for everything because they're actively going after it.
Normally,
this is not a campaign that gets any money put into it.
Yeah, and they had a quote of some guy was like, if this is their next, angle they're going to try is to like, we're just going to oust the judges this way. And that's how, so it could keep, if it works, it could keep happening again and again.
The leftists
just a little background too on these judges, because I didn't really know, but once they get appointed, they have a retention election after 2 years, like first 2 years. And if they get retained in office, then it's every 6 years after that.
So is this a 6 year cycle? Because they've been, Bolick's been in a long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they have a mandatory retirement at age 70. So
oh,
it's
wow.
not like a full.
Can we do that for other offices?
It's not the U.S. Supreme Court where it's a lifetime thing.
Yeah. Well, we might want to look at that,
Yeah.
Some kind of age thing, especially on Congress and
president,
this and that. So, okay, so who's the girl?
So, this girl, Abigail Jackson with Progress Arizona, she is kind of spearheading this whole thing. They're raising money to try and get these people out. And the judges can't, they don't go out and campaign.
Yeah, what do they do?
Don't go raise money. They don't do that. They just...
They were appointed. They never ran a campaign.
Yeah,
there's a campaign that was afoot, but you weren't
aware
of it.
Yeah, but once they're Supreme Court justice, they don't.
Yeah.
And if they're up for retention, they don't go out and...
Progress, what is it called?
Progress, Arizona.
Anytime they throw progress in it, I'm like, this is not going to be much progress.
So her quote that I read is two. It's she first says, when judges overstep, Arizona voters have the power through our Constitution to step in.
Step in what? Step in what?
And remove them because you don't like what they did.
Yeah. I mean, Wait. Read that again.
Judges overstep.
What overstep?
Yeah.
Here? Arizona
voters have the power through our Constitution to step in.
Okay. Obviously, they're upset about the abortion decision. So somebody brought that case forward, and it worked its way through the legal system and wound up at the Arizona Supreme Court. And the judges look at it, and it was, I didn't read the law, but it's going to say something like abortions are illegal in the state, yeah, except for the health and well-being, mm-hmm, of the mother, blah, 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 you know, legalese language, mm-hmm, et cetera, you know, .com. And then they look at it and say, I'm looking at this, interpreting the law, and this is, yeah, what it says. So yeah, abortions are illegal in Arizona, right, according to this. You got 2 weeks.
Like it or not, this, yeah, is what the law says.
Progress
Arizona.
Why doesn't this girl go to the legislature? They're the ones that make the laws. The judge isn't, is she confused about, yeah, the,
exactly.
Does she take like, see, we should have civics in our school.
Right.
Do we have civics in our school anymore? Aren't we supposed to have like a test to know the, yeah, basic,
they take a civics
functions
test
of each branch of government?
They take one, yeah. But the requirements to pass it are pretty low, so.
No, I normally,
well, I mean, you should like, you don't get 100 on this thing, you got to take it again or something.
Yeah, I mean, clearly she hasn't taken this test. Yeah. I don't know her, but doesn't sound like it. I'm going to vote, and I normally don't vote on, a lot of times I'm the one that leaves this blank. I don't think, yeah, they get a lot of votes. I'll vote for Bollock. Yeah. What's it, Judge Bollock?
And who's King.
Yeah, because they interpreted it correctly. If you don't like the law, change the law.
Yeah, so her next quote that I didn't like was, she says, voters should use their ballot to, quote, hold these justices accountable, especially as this decision was very out of line with what the majority of us want.
It's not a matter of.
It's like,
you sound
not like, what
the, you sound like a, yeah, you sound like a grown child, like a little child there. Just like,
yeah, it's so convoluted to think that like these justices are going to make a decision based on what people want.
Yeah, that's not how it's supposed to work.
They're making their decision based on what the law says.
I was going to say man child, but woman child. You know that phrase.
Yeah, Abigail is her name. So
what?
I mean, I guess you never know.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to strike on my social credit score again. That thing's already negative. No, that's not how it works, though, and you don't want it to work like that. You may disagree with the law, progress person, but their job is to interpret the law in the books. If you don't like the law, change the law, because it may be on the shoe may be on the other foot someday.
It could
someday.
Be a different one.
You're like, oh, how could you do that? Yeah. No, I want these judges to make decisions and interpret the law correctly. Go to your legislature, and that's going to happen. So this,
right.
You got any more on that one? Or
no.
Yeah,
no.
That, is that I enough quotes from, like, from, you know, from Abigail?
And where does she get the information that this is what the majority of us want?
Oh, she knows. She's tuned in.
I mean, yeah says you. Right?
Yeah, it says you. I mean, maybe you're wrong. I mean, it's going to go to the ballot. So as far as the abortion, mm-hmm, decision, and in fact, this Wednesday, I expect the Arizona Senate, and we've got to get someone. I had Wendy Rogers on. Let's try to get another senator.
Someone else.
I mean, she's bold enough to come on and say, here's where I stand.
Yeah,
You know, it's another one of the, I don't know if there's a relation. It's Senator, the expected yes votes to repeal this upcoming Wednesday. So it passed the House last week with two Republicans flipping over, and it was, I can't remember the two Republican House members, but now it's going to the Senate, and it's expected that Senator Bollock and Senator T.J. Shoup.
I didn't put that last name together at all, but maybe it is. Related.
Because that's, you know, we got Gallego and Gallego confused last week. You know, Kate Gallego, who thinks that like Arizona revolves around her. Without her, the state would shrink up and die without her. And then Ruben Gallego's her former. They got divorced.
Husband. Yeah.
A couple years ago. We'll look at that.
That's her husband. Clint the judge is her husband.
You can't make this stuff up. So he was one of the, it was 4-2 Supreme Court decision. He's going to, he, you know, interpreted it correctly. I will give him credit for that. And she is expected this Wednesday.
Wait a second. How can.
Yeah, something. What's that? Whew. Yeah, something stinks. She's expected to vote to repeal it. She's expected to vote. I don't know. I haven't talked to her. She has been on the show before, but I haven't talked to her about this issue. So let's be clear. But it is expected that TJ Shope, which that guy don't surprise me in anything, and Senator Bollock, Senator Shope, Senator Bollock will join with the Democrats and repeal this thing. I don't know. What's that dinner conversation look like?
Yeah, I'd love to. That is awfully strange.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
If you're buying or refinancing to consolidate high-rate credit cards, don't be misled by teaser interest rates online. I want to encourage you to call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans to save you time and money. As Arizona's largest privately owned mortgage lender, Nova Home Loans makes local decisions like a bank, and because they're also a broker, Kim Dawson has access to all the best programs out there. Move your offer to the front of the line with Kim Dawson's pre-approval letter. It's the next best thing to having cash in hand, and sellers really want to see this to know you're serious. By the way, mention the Jeff Horovitz Show and get $250 off the lender's fee at closing. Call Kim Dawson at 928-310-6458, 928-310-6458. That's 928-310-6458, or go to novahomeloans.com/Kim Dawson. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411, Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087, BK number 090242, Equal Housing Opportunity, subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
Southern Arizona rancher that was charged with, and they took him to trial for manslaughter of an illegal that came through his ranch. He has a ranch in Southern Arizona, so illegal came through. And what he claims happened is, well, what he claims has been happening, and we've talked about it here on the show. We've talked to ranchers down in Southern Arizona. We've talked to property owners in Southern Arizona. Illegals are pouring through all the time. Some are just passing on through, trying to get through the interior of the, you know, the promised land here, where you're going to, you know, the roads are paved with gold and everybody gets a check every month and a free cell phone and all that, right? And I'm sure there's other cases too. Somebody's, who knows why they're coming in, right? But they're coming in. Yeah. Record numbers. Yeah, they're here and they're coming over, and Biden is facilitating that. So these folks who own property right on the border or near the border, they're dealing with the brunt of this all the time. And you know what's happening. They're smuggling in fentanyl and drugs and other stuff. There's human trafficking going on, cartels, coyotes, things like that. They're bringing people across. They're taking advantage of people. They're charging a fortune to bring people through and smuggle people through. They're littering on properties. There's people breaking into places. And
yeah, I'm sure they're causing all kinds of damage.
So this guy sees it all the time, and he claims he went out there. He saw military age. You know, there's people coming through military age all the time, males that are, you know, armed, and he claims that they were armed. And then he saw another group. He feared for himself and his wife, his farm animals, et cetera, et cetera. And he says he fired, I can't remember the exact number, but a certain amount of warning shots over these folks. And lo and behold, they find the body of, what was his name? Gabriel Cien Butimia was found dead at the scene. And they charge him and ultimately bring him to trial for manslaughter, right? And even though there's no bullet, they didn't find. So they found some shell casings. I don't know. What did he have, an AR? They say during the trial, prosecutor Mike Jett, this is Fox 10 out of Phoenix, said Kelly recklessly fired 9 shots from an AK-47 rifle toward a group of men, including Butima, about 100 yards away on his property. Kelly said he fired warning shots in the air, but he didn't shoot directly at anyone. Jett said Butima suffered 3 broken ribs and a severed aorta. He died. His unarmed body was found 115 yards away from Kelly's ranch house. Although investigators found 9 spent bullet casings from Kelly's AK-47 on the home's patio, the bullet that killed Butima was never recovered. So he didn't have a bullet.
And 3 broken ribs? That sounds unrelated.
Yeah. How did... What happened there?
He's in a fight, and
Pulls a gun? This is all, and I didn't follow the trial as closely as what you're saying, but was that bring up? Where's the bullet? What was going on here? Okay, they didn't find a firearm, but if Kelly was correct in his statement that people are coming through all the time, which I believe they are, and Batima was shot, do you think that the people that are there with him would leave the firearm or pick it up and and go.
Supplies, right? Or yeah,
come on. So anyway, they brought a bunk, bogus, crappy case in what is it, Santa Cruz County, Southern Arizona, and it was crap. And then the jurors get it right, and there's 8 jury members on this trial, right? And you have to convict, it has to be unanimous. So 8 of them have to agree. Seven of them. So if 7 agreed and 1 disagreed, it's done. It's a mistrial. 7 of them said this is crap, according to the defense attorney. They're saying this trial was crap. The evidence was crap. Everything was crap. I'm kind of paraphrasing here. You know, I'm sure they said it more eloquently than me. Imagine that. Total crap. And the one person, though, would not relent. So when that happens, they can't agree, not unanimous, to convict or to acquit. And the judge says mistrial, right? So in that case, with a mistrial, the judge can decide to bring it back. Let's try it again. We're going to find new juror members, you know, blah, 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 go through this whole. This guy, how old is he? 70-something? I can't find his age. I think he's 70 years old, 70 plus years old. I mean, to go through this, he's already been going through this for 2 years. Today, they announced, nope, we're done. We're not going to retry. So that's good news. Right. I think this is the right decision to be made. And they got egg on their face. And we need to figure out how to seal our border up. We need to figure out how to help.
We love everybody from every other country except our own citizens.
I think they hate us.
Hate them.
I think that a lot of these politicians just, it's like, whose country is this, right? Whose country is this?
It's the politicians and their illegals.
Yeah, I mean, it's like this guy, you know, you got illegals coming through your property every day, and there's nothing being done, and then an incident happens, and they drag this guy through the, you know, through the desert here for 2 years, for nearly 2 years. So anyway, he's off, 75 years old. Nobody was looking for that. So George Kelly, prosecutors will not retry Arizona rancher accused of murder.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
This is Jeff Horovitz, and if you listen to my show, you know that I recently had the blinds replaced in my house. And when we decided to get this done, obviously we called my friends at the Blind Brothers, and we weren't going to deal with anybody else because this is a great Northern Arizona company. They don't use subcontractors, so you know who you're dealing with. Now, the Blind Brothers came in. They laid out all the options for us. We picked out, my wife Angela and I, a great set of blinds. They gave us a great price. We opted to have them do the installation, which they can do for up to half off the price, as well as any other advertised specials. It's a great deal. They came in, they took out all the old blinds, got rid of them, hung the new blinds. They work perfect. We are very, very happy. I want you to do your neighbors a favor. Call the Blind Brothers for a free estimate at 928-634-2423. I know you're going to be happy. That's 928-634-2423. Or go online. They have great monthly specials at theblindbrothers.com.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
Okay, so this tourist from Texas goes to Turks and Caicos to, you know, enjoy the beaches, have a good old time, and get out of, get out of Texas. And Texas got some beaches there. But, you know, goes there, and he's a hunter, apparently. And he has in his bag, I guess they find when he comes in through immigration or whatever, when they check him out. And he has in his bag allegedly four rounds of ammunition. I don't know what they were. It doesn't even matter because Turks and Caicos it's one of those zero tolerance places that if you have a round of ammo, I guess the mandatory minimum sentence is 12 years, like total.
Do they have a maximum?
I don't know. I guess the 12 years.
Does a 12 BB years count?
No, it has to be, you know, firearms has to be. But think about this. So when we went to Europe a couple months ago, and by the way, my other daughter, Isabel's, we're going to be picking her up right after the show. So we're excited.
She's flying like right now.
Hence the potatoes up there, because in Greece, they don't have meatloaf and mashed potatoes. Apparently, you know, that's not like a thing. They have French fries, but not the mashed potatoes. They haven't figured that one.
Oh, if they put potatoes, they mean fries.
Yeah. So anyway, when we went over to Greece, actually, when I was in Phoenix, I had one of my bags, a small backpack that I've actually used for hunting, for carrying hunting stuff. I've actually had that particular pack loaded with just rounds of different boxes of ammo, you know, shotgun shells, 22 rounds, you name it, right? And I was thinking about that. I actually thought about it when I got to the airport, and I quickly did a search through it. It was pretty quick, though, because I kind of did a search before we packed, because I was like, oh, this is a bag that I have used before when we've gone hiking, hunting, things like that. So I was like getting ready to go through security. I'm like, let me recheck this thing, because we're going over to Britain, right? And you're going on a plane with the check bag. You're not supposed to have that, obviously, but you're going to Britain. They're real crazy over there about, you know,
like, oh no, danger, danger. They're going to be next 12 years.
Well, I had a British guy over there in security tell me, you know, we're looking for guns and ammo because, you know, the Americans.
With their guns.
You were standing there, right? The Americans with their guns. So I was going through it, but I started thinking, let's say a 22 round, small. That's a, you know, 22 round, small round of ammo.
A little tiny, but it also could, very easy to lose.
Yeah,
so
it could easily slip in to your bag, into one of the crevices, or crevasses, as the British would, they say crevasses.
Crevasses.
The crevasses of my of my bag. And then the next thing you know, you're going through and they find, like if I went to Turks and Caicos, which is a British, I might want to look this up. Let's look it up at the break, but it's like one of those Commonwealth type things. It might even be a territory. I'm not sure. Let's get to distinguish what that is. But anyway, so it could easily, you know, make it through, and then they x-ray it or whatever when you're coming through customs. Boom, you're done. You're done. And that's what happened to this guy. So this guy came, let's see, Tyler Wenrich, this on CBS, was taken into custody after officials allegedly found, oh no, this is somebody else. This is another guy who's in jail over there. Two bullets in his backpack, April 20th, as he was about to board a cruise ship. So he had two bullets. He's in trouble. This other guy was the one from Texas. He goes over there. It was, what's his name? Ryan Watson, 40 years old. I'm on blazemedia.com, pop-up menu. He was going to Turks and Caicos. They detained, they found four rounds of, they call it, they say hunting ammunition. I'm not sure what that exactly means. Was it some shotgun shells or whatever? They detained him and his wife. They finally let his wife go and go back to the U.S. because they got little kids. You know, they're just over there for a few days, right? And he's still over there. I think he's out on bail or bond or whatever they call it over there. They say they went through a quote-unquote terrifying interrogation after they discovered the rounds of the hunting ammo in their luggage. And he's over there. They've taken his passport so he can't leave the country. And he's sitting there waiting for an upcoming hearing to determine if he gets the, I guess, the 12 years, because the charge that carries, it's a minimum of 12 years in prison in Turks and Caicos if you bring in ammunition, firearms, things like that. It's crazy.
So
it's crazy.
He would be able, he would be sitting in a jail cell, like in prison, or he could be around the island. He's just around the island now.
Yeah, right now he's on bond, so he's out, okay? But he doesn't have a passport, so he's out. And then they say it's costing him a fortune because it's very expensive there, so he has to stay someplace. But no, if he goes to prison, I don't think he's going to get, like, out unless, you know, there's some kind of work release and you're just going combing the beaches or something. I doubt that. I think you're going into jail for something this minor. What if it's even just going to jail for 6 months or 12 months for a stupid mistake,
after
a stupid
12
law.
Years, it's like, that doesn't sound like much, but that's a huge amount of time.
Yeah, yeah. So $15,000 you had to pay for the bond to get released. There was someone else. Let's see. Possessing a gun or ammunition is prohibited in Turks and Caicos, but tourists were previously often able to just pay a fine. In February, however, a court ordered mandated that even tourists in the process of leaving the country are subject to prison time. There are now at least four American tourists facing the possibility of lengthy prison sentences for similar charges, including a 72-year-old man, Michael Lee Evans, who was arrested in December and pled guilty to possession of seven rounds of ammo. He's like a gun runner, right? He appeared before the court on Wednesday via a video conference link, currently on bail in the U.S. for medical reasons, so they actually let him go. Evans has a sentencing hearing in June. A fifth person, Michael Grimm of Indiana, served nearly 6 months in prison after he pleaded guilty to mistakenly bringing ammo in his checked luggage for a vacation in Turks and Caicos. I wouldn't go there.
I'm not going there.
You just make a mistake like that. Now, if Turks and Caicos, this proves that governments, bureaucrats, elected people are stupid everywhere in the world. The governments are stupid at a record level at this point. They should have just said, okay, hey, you're not allowed to come in the country or something. Or, hey, we're confiscating this and you're now fined $500 or something. You know, something reasonable, 12 years when you know they're coming. How many, okay, Turks and Caicos, where is the bulk of their tourists coming from? Where do you think they're coming from? It's the like United States of America.
A few guesses there.
Is this,
and now everyone's going to be afraid to go there. And
yeah, this is not good business, Turks and Caicos. Americans are looking at you saying, I'm not going there. This is ridiculous. You know, this is at least you go to Mexico. You're not allowed to bring them out of Mexico or something, but at least they're more open to settling the issue right at the point of breaking the law.
Finding a solution. My question is, did that ammo, like, so they flew from America, so that got through American security?
That's the next question.
Got there?
That's the next question.
Interesting.
Yeah. Was it in the checked bag or was it in the carry-on? Now, checked bag, you're still, I'm pretty certain you're supposed to declare, or even if it's checked, things like that. Because you can check, plenty of people do this all the time. You can check firearms and ammunition. And remember, my legal waiver here, you know, check with the people that you need to check with.
Yeah, don't take our word for it.
But I've had friends and family that have gone hunting, like up to Alaska, for example, and they bring in, they have a rifle, ammo, stuff right. like, they have to, there's a check process where you're not going to be taking that carry-on, of course, and there's also a process to actually check it to put it, you know, under the belly of the plane and stuff, paperwork,
etc. Does carry-on not go through security, though?
Well, it goes through security, but, you know, when we go through the metal detector, when you're walking in, you're taking your carry-on bags at that point. So that is, the question is, did this actually go through carry-on security, and was the ammo on the plane?
If so, in the cabin of the plane. Other things to be concerned about.
No, there is, because it could have. I know that TSA comes across people forgetting things in their bag all the time. Ammo, fire. I mean, this stuff happens, and most of the time, these are innocent mistakes that people make, and they're resolved pretty quickly at that point, right? You might be missing your flight or something. I don't know what the whole process is. But that could have saved this guy potentially too.
Right.
I mean, I'm not putting the blame on I don't expect the government to be a backstop for everybody's problem here. Yeah. But if we're going to be paying for all this security, how does ammo even get through?
I know, if we have to wait in that place? Line.
Yeah, right.
You would hope it at least works.
They were too busy probably checking his shoes and making sure that he was under the 4 ounces of liquid or some crap like that.
I know.
Stupid stuff like that. So anyway,
that evil shampoo.
Here's my question. If you were in this situation, and you're getting close, and you're free on bond on the island, right?
Oh, I'd be paddling back to America in my canoe.
You're on the same wavelength as me, Olivia. I'd be like, okay, I don't have a passport, right? That could be solved. I don't have that, though. I'm free. I'm walking around the island. Yeah, I'm going to take just a little kayak. I'm going out. You know, every day you go out for a couple days, and you're out in a kayak, and then all of a sudden some charter boat pulls up in international waters, and except beeline it from Turks and Caicos, you got to go to long
haul. I mean, it doesn't matter where else you get as long as you're away.
You're not going to Cuba, though. You're maybe going to Dominican Republic there, but then you still got to get out of there. I don't know. It's a tough situation because how do you...
Without that passport. It's
a big body of water.
Well, somebody has a motorboat.
Yeah, somebody's...
And if you have some money...
Yeah, if you got money, you can get out of the situation. But I don't know what the extradition law is. Like the guy who's sitting in the U.S., the one who was 72, Michael Lee Evans. You know, if they say, yep, you got to serve 12 years, he's already in the U.S. Does he say, well, too bad, come get me? Or does the U.S. have an extradition policy where they would send him back? Or do they give Turks and Caicos the finger and say, no, your law's stupid.
Right.
We're not doing that.
Does the U.S. have any way at all to protect these people or get them out of the situation at all?
Dude,
are they doing anything?
Dude could run to the current guy from Texas, Tyler, or who's the guy? Whatever his
Tyler
name is.
Tyler something.
And let's get his name right. We try to... Ryan Watson.
Oh.
Not Tyler. Dude could run to the U.S. if there's an embassy or consulate there, but he doesn't have a passport, but I'm sure you could talk...
Well, that's why you go to the embassy.
You could talk your way, but doesn't mean they could get him out. He might just be living in the embassy.
Isn't that better than prison?
I don't know. It depends on the Turks and Caicos prison.
Depends on the prison, yeah. I guess I'm imagining something pretty concrete and rebar and whatever. Yeah,
I don't know. Anyway, I found it interesting, and we'll see what happens. Remember, because I know a lot of you go down to Mexico, Mexico nabs a bunch of people. There's signs right when you're coming into Mexico, no firearms, no ammunition. I mean, unless you're cartel, that's different. But no
fire. That's the exception.
Yeah, that's the exception. No firearms, no ammunition. I had a conversation with a guy down in south of Cabo, an hour south of Cabo. I can't remember where we were, but we hired a driver that time, which is rare. We usually get a car ourselves, right? Guy picks us up and he's talking about, yeah, I can't have a gun here. It's very hard for me to have a gun, but the cartel, they all get guns and they don't get stopped, you know? And he was like, how do I protect?
Why don't they get stopped?
He's like a pro gun, you know, Mexican dude that was driving us around. He's like, I wish that we had a Second Amendment. I wish that we could protect our families like you can in America. We have something really unique here with the Second Amendment. I mean, we really do. Don't let these government goobers screw it up. Right. Because that's what they're trying to do. And next thing you know, you're in jail for four bullets. Right. Or anyway, my PSA here, if you're going to Mexico, don't check your bags. Don't have ammo. Mm-hmm. Not even one round. I don't know. It's 5 years. So here, let me read this. As for punishment, according to the Mexican sentencing guidelines, being found guilty of carrying a single bullet or unloaded firearm without a permit carries a penalty of up to 5 years in prison. Like I said.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's.
There's a lot more outs in Mexico, though.
Yeah.
At point of incident, you know, if you have some bankroll, you can get out of a lot of different issues in Mexico.
At least there's more places closer.
I'm not advocating for bribery. I'm not. I'm just saying a little different. Yeah, in Mexico, you've got a lot more options. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, clearly this happens in Mexico. And you're out on bond or whatever they got, you just walk across the border back to the U.S. You don't need a passport. You don't need anything. You just walk on in and join the hordes.
Might be better off.
You'd probably get turned back. The hordes of masses of illegals, they don't
get
turned back.
That's the day that they stop it.
Yeah, yeah. No, you'd get turned back. It's like, oh, you can't come. You can't come in. You can't have
only illegals.
Yeah, only illegals are allowed.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
Are you conservative and would like your investments to reflect those same principles? Glenn Least of WT Wealth Management wants to talk with you about how to match your portfolio with your values. If companies that are more concerned with their wokeness than successful business policies have been negatively impacting you and your investments, then it's time for a second opinion on your investment strategy. Glenn Least and WT Wealth Management have curated and launched a proprietary woke mitigation portfolio. It features companies primarily focused on increasing shareholder value through profitable business operations and offering excellent goods and services, period. Now, Glenn is a fiduciary who shares your values. Call Glenn Least for a complimentary woke mitigation portfolio review at 928-225-2474. That's 928-225-2474. See how Glenn is putting the power back in the hands of his investors and making their portfolios great again. Call 928-225-2474.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
There's a hole in the ozone layer. It's back, apparently. Can you tell me about this?
Yeah, because you don't hear about that much anymore.
No, I was out in the sun all day today, and I thought it felt...
That was like an 80s thing, and then it was like everyone was worried about the hole.
It was from hairspray. Yeah. And like underarm deodorant.
Fluorocarbons
something. Yeah, and it's like the whole world was going to end because of this back then. And then it just kind of went away because we stopped using hairspray in that.
Yeah, you know, they got a bunch of companies to all agree to stop using
that. They didn't use the aerosol kind, and now they're using the pump kind. So because of that government action, the whole, I thought, fixed itself. And the world was safe.
Yeah,
so
I don't
now
really
they're back.
Know.
They're like going back to the ozone thing?
Yeah, I don't
thing?
Know a lot about the ozone layer because you never hear about the whole thing anymore.
No,
and then I was reading a thing that says the hole is over Antarctica, but it comes back every year or something. I didn't know it moved, but in the spring it does. So now they're saying that the hole has gotten larger because of the fires in Australia,
give me a break.
Which were caused by human-caused global warming, climate change.
Give me a break with these people. They're so annoying. They're just like, remember Greece.
I know.
Remember Greece.
Yeah.
Greece is gone. It's burnt. There's not going to be any forest left. I was just there. Isabel comes back today, though. She's actually flying up as we speak, I think. And I looked for the burnt. I didn't find the
burnt. Yeah, we didn't see
anything. I didn't see anything burnt. Yeah. I don't know what they were talking about. So I bet you if you go to Australia, there was big fires there.
There was.
But there's big fires here, too. Go drive around and try to find. They think that when you go to like Australia or Greece or Arizona and you try to drive around, you're trying to drive around in your electric vehicle to find a green tree.
Mm-hmm.
That's how burnt it is.
Yeah.
Where it's the exact opposite. You have to actually, and I'm not belittling the fires that because we've had deaths.
Yeah.
But they blow it so far out of proportion. I don't want forest fires. I'm not saying there hasn't been forest fires.
Yeah.
I'm just saying these people would act like the whole state is burnt down. That's what they truly think.
And they also perpetuate this belief that it's always caused by
humans.
And it doesn't occur naturally sometimes. It actually says, a major cause of ozone loss is believed to be the amount of smoke from unprecedented Australian wildfires, which were fueled by climate change.
Give me a break.
And again, like, is that really a fact or is that just the author's opinion?
No, they have to put that at the end of every sentence, you know,
yeah.
Because that's, I don't know, maybe they were in school just a little too long. Maybe they went to preschool and they shouldn't have. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe their mom didn't hug them. I don't know what the deal was, but it's getting old. I hope people. So what's going to happen? We're dead now.
Well, so now they're saying that the animals there in Australia are potentially risking getting sunburned and blindness because they don't have eye protection.
No. And that's not going to happen.
The plankton that the whales feed on and the stuff that's usually closer to the surface, they're going to go down deeper in the water and then. The penguins aren't going to have anything to eat. And not only that, but the moss or whatever that actually grows there in Antarctica, it's using up so much energy to protect itself from sunburn that they can't grow because they don't have enough energy left over.
What about me
like
trying to protect my brain from their stupidity? Do I get anything from that? You can picture the commercials for only 99 cents a week.
Yeah.
You can help get sunglasses on an Antarctic, whatever.
And the funny thing is that at the end of this article, they're like, how can we help? And, their solution is to reduce carbon emissions so we have fewer brush fires so we don't put any more pressure in the hole in the ozone layer.
So this is a new angle. Well, a couple of weeks ago, they tried with the grapes. They tried scaring the elites even more.
The winery?
Yeah, they
grapes?
Were saying grapes weren't going to taste as good anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because of climate change.
The champagne wasn't going to be good quality anymore.
You're getting desperate. You're going back to the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, now we're going back to the 80s, and we're dusting off the hole in the ozone now.
Yeah.
Now that's going to be the cause of it because of it's not your hairspray. And they need a hairspray back then because you remember the big hair.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you needed a lot of hairspray
you
to hold
that,
right?
Yeah.
And now they got to dust off the ozone layer thing. They never stop.
Well,
they never stop.
And like, imagine the millennials and the Gen Zers out there that have never heard of the ozone hole ever.
We're like,
heard of it.
We
and they're
did
like,
this.
They think this is a new thing.
They got to come up with something better. Something new, you know, to get in us old stock, I guess.
Well, they'll just, they'll dust off the old stuff that people forget about. And
when I was working on, removing some asphalt and stuff this morning, and I told you I was filling up my trailer from American Trailer Company, right? And the guy showed up. I was across from a convenience store, and he shows up with the CO2 truck. I guess that, I thought they did canisters back in the day when I worked at a restaurant. You roll in the canister, and you'd hear it go out, and it's like, tss, 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 and you have to fill up the CO2, switch out the canister. I guess they have a tank somewhere.
To refill those tanks?
And they come with a truck, and they're filling up CO2. So anytime you fill this stuff, you have release that's coming out, like a propane tank, right? And I'm watching him, and he was emitting CO2 into the atmosphere.
Mm.
And I was thinking about, I wonder how many people, who are crazy about carbon dioxide, that it's killing the world, and we are killing the world's gonna end. I wonder how many of them drink
carbonated
beverages, because I'm thinking of this guy, he's in this CO2 truck, and let's just think about one of these leftists go by and think, we've got to ban CO2. Mm-hmm. We've got to ban it from the soda machines. They probably already tried that. I just haven't been attuned to it.
Yeah.
But anyway, that got weird anyway, because there's people that were already drinking at 9 in the morning, and they were sitting beside the convenience store.
Were they heckling the guy?
They're heckling me. I mean, my dad were out there working, and they're like, hey, do you need some help? We'll come help you. And I was like, no, we're good. This is our workout. We only got a couple hours here. He's like, we'll do it for $10 an hour. And I was like, well, go talk to your local politicians. They have decreed that you are too stupid to know that you shouldn't be working for $10 an hour.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, if somebody is just maybe kind of low skilled work, and I wouldn't employ them because they were already drinking at 9 in the morning, but let's say they weren't drinking.
Yeah. And they have a shovel and they're ready to work.
They have a
work,
shuttle, and they're like, we'll do this real quick for $10 an hour. I got three guys here, and you'll pay us, take us 2 hours. It's going to be What is that? 30, 60 bucks. 60. Okay, come on over, do it. Nope, I could get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
Where we made an
agreement.
You'll
get reported to the minimum wage office.
I would be. Yeah. I thought it was a setup. I thought they were undercover.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I was like, this is a sting operation. I'm on camera right now. There's like drones
flying
above.
They're just waiting
to
nab you on something.
Yeah, I thought that this is the setup, right? And I kind of almost wanted to hire him just to see if it was a setup. I wanted to get arrested. And then I didn't hire them, right? And cop cars show up. And they all got arrested. Something about public intoxication or something. I don't know.
Well, they were probably bothering all the customers that went in there.
Oh, they were. They were bothering me. They kept yelling at me. You know, you're doing it wrong. You know, we'd do it quicker. It's like, I don't know if you would. I don't know if you can make it across the street, dude.
Yeah.
And some guys just
they would probably trip and then sue you for getting hurt on your property.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. All right. Love to hear from you. Talkwithjeff at iCloud.com. That's talkwithjeff at iCloud.com. The government should not get in the way of contractual agreements between two consenting adults that, I agree to do that work for $100. I'm not forcing you to. You came up to me. You want to clean the yard for $10 an hour? It's like we would be better off as a nation if they would get out of the way of labor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying let's bring back the child labor, the factories, the things like that. Because, you know, I'm just saying between adults, if somebody is maybe down a little bit and they're just like, I just want to make some extra. I got my regular job and I'm willing to do this really cheap. Technically, you're not allowed to do that anymore.
Yeah. Or you have someone on a fixed income that really can't go out and shovel their driveway, so they don't have a lot of money to pay. And
no, well,
you
know,
you get
need
the
that.
Neighborhood
no.
kid you that that's like, I'll give you.
Yeah, but you don't need that anymore because the government will do it. Or the politicians that made these laws, they come out and they volunteer their time. The high-priced, like, city council members that gave themselves raises, you know, they come out and do it. What are you talking about? Thanks for watching this video. Thank you to everyone listening on the podcast as well. Do me a favor right now. Please subscribe. I appreciate everybody that's doing it. Subscribe, 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 and share with your friends. If you've already done that, leave a comment. That helps us out a lot, and we'll see you back here real soon.